This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If yesterday could be topped, I don't know how. I'm willing to take some suggestions. What's on your mind, folks? What's on your mind living in the greatest state of the greatest country on the face of the earth to have a day like that and a week like that? Really, you know, how about Franklin Graham on the steps of the state capitol the day prior and the Decision America tour day before Donald Trump? You know, how about... Just one thing after another, really, that you, the delegate situation, you know, this has been the battle of this presidential race, is who is going to have a majority of the delegates.
How about 7,800 at the Bismarck Event Center and Bismarck not turning into Albuquerque?
Thank you. Another one, because I said... I was actually joking with a couple of Secret Service people. I said, I wouldn't be surprised if there's no protesters. Like, you don't kick anybody out. And they're like, yeah, right. Because it really happens everywhere. There's a few that get in and are totally disruptive and doing professional protesters. And, of course, the protesters that were there were, you know, I felt bad for them. I felt sorry for them. Because it's like somebody's got to protest, and we really don't even know why we're protesting, so we'll do it. I think we have one example of a short clip here that we could of a protester that did an interview about why he was protesting. Do you have that?
Talk about what brings you out here today. We are out here today to represent North Dakotans who want sex trafficking.
Yeah, well, I don't. I don't know about you, Todd. Did you want to? I think
the best choice of words.
No, I think you had to say don't want sex trafficking,
yeah,
right?
Fight sex trafficking. Okay.
Right.
That was not
no.
the best.
No,
it
really.
Stand up to Trump's racism, his bigotry.
No,
his racism, his bigotry.
Where's that happened? It's easy to throw that stuff out there and scare the heck out of everybody. Where's that actually happened?
Here's my theory on all of this, and we want to welcome you, first of all, to the program. Todd and I just started with our little morning conversation because we haven't had a chance to have it yet, right? So we're having it on the air for you. But I am live at the University of North Dakota Memorial Union today on What's On Your Mind. And I am here because we have a chat with Ed Schaefer coming up here in a little bit, the president of UND, who's done more in his short tenure at UND, less than 6 months of a six-month tenure, than I think most presidents have done in 6 years here at the University of North Dakota. Been pretty incredible, and we're going to talk with him a little bit about what's been done here, what has been sort of put in place for the next president, Mark Kennedy, and how that can be used as a blueprint throughout all of higher education. So, looking forward to that conversation coming up here in a little bit. Wayne Stengel will be here, the Attorney General, of North Dakota. I was with Wayne a good part of yesterday. We got locked into a hold room with the Secret Service. And when I say locked, I mean you could get out, but they would ask you to go back in because it was a security hold. You stay in one room to await the arrival of Donald Trump. And somehow I got pulled into that vortex because of the whole announcing piece that I did yesterday before the event to introduce Harold Hamm, who introduced Kevin Cramer. And I had warned you I was going to do that yesterday. So anyway, I was back there and with the governor and Betsy and Wayne and a whole host of dignitaries, number of folks, of course, all of the delegates that committed to say, I will be for Donald Trump, which put him over the edge, which has happened in North Dakota. North Dakota's first. And, of course, I don't think it could have been a bigger day for Congressman Kevin Cramer either, because what you heard from the podium from Donald Trump on energy was exactly the work of Congressman Kevin Cramer in his advisory capacity of the campaign, but very important to North Dakota. So just all around a really, really good day. But I was going to go to my theory on why Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee and more every day, I believe, the next president of the United States. And it's easy to get that way, a little giddy after a visit like this where you're just thinking, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. But this has been slowly happening. And what now is moving from saying, you know, I've been in the camp that he was going to be nominee for you know, whatever, when it was very obvious and became obvious to Ted Cruz a few weeks later, but it was pretty obvious, okay? So then you're going to be for the nominee. Now I am of the opinion he's going to be president. And that evolution is happening because of the meltdown in the Clinton camp, but also because of what I saw yesterday. That speech for a guy who supposedly isn't very disciplined and just goes up behind a podium and says anything was anything but. He was using the teleprompter, which, like it or hate it, it's part of politics to stay on message, especially for someone who's not accustomed to giving speeches. Donald Trump didn't give speeches. He was on reality TV and he ran companies. But so now he's learning how to do that, right? And the last piece is how serious and buttoned down I saw him. I asked Jack Dalrymple, our governor, and Betsy, moments after they had a private meeting with him, right after he entered the Bismarck Event Center, and said he listened and was curious and kind of they expected a conversation where Donald Trump would update them on the campaign and talk to them. He wanted to hear from them and said it was great. And, of course, the governor asked him to stress the importance of agriculture, and he clearly had planned it in his speech, but he had a little kicker at the beginning in welcoming the farmers, which I think is pretty cool.
Good move.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So, I mean, the whole day was great, I thought. I want to know what you think. What I was going to end on is that these protesters and these crazy things people are saying, and is he racist, is he bigotry? Every time that stuff happens, more of the, I would call them Reagan Democrats, come to the Trump side. People are fed up with being called racist because they want their border secure. They really are. They're done with that. They're done with being called cruel-hearted because they want a sound fiscal policy and not a debt that'll put an anchor around their kids and grandkids. So nobody's buying that anymore, and I think the louder they yell and the louder Donald Trump yells back, the more voters he gets. So there is a role for that. People are tired of it. They really are. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. We'll also be joined today by Ron Nestler of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He'll stop by for a couple of minutes at the beginning of next hour. The North Dakota Oil Can Program brings you today's program. I really want to know what you think. If you were there, if you were watching, give me your impressions. What did you think of Donald Trump? Jamie Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Were you there?
I was there, Scott. It was awesome. It was really awesome. Got me pumped up. I was there with my mom. She was all fired up about it. It was great.
What did you like when you were looking around? Because everybody had a long, long time to wait. You get in and they arrived late. What did you see? Like what was most interesting about watching the crowd?
I don't know if I was interested in watching the crowd, but I did notice that the thing that caught my attention right away was there was a lot of younger people there. And I'm talking younger people. I was guessing they were high school or young college people because they weren't there with their parents. I mean, there was a lot of them there, and I was pretty surprised by that. You know, Bernie, I was told he's got the young people, but to me, it looked like Trump sure had a lot of young people there too, and they're really excited.
And you mentioned your mom. You mentioned your mom had come, and that reminded me. I saw a lot of that. Sons, daughters bringing their parents, as you say, kids. Really a mix of ages. Pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, he was doing the protest of the protesters there. Right away, it was just him and his nephew there. But I was talking to him earlier, and he was telling me what went on out there. And, the peaceful protesters don't want any hate. Well, they were the ones standing there once everybody went in, throwing F-bombs out at them and flipping them off. And they threatened that once everybody was inside, they were going to beat them up. And, a Native American woman took the side of my buddies there, the pro-Trump, and then a couple Native gals that were protesting, threatened to come over there and beat her up, telling her she wasn't a real Native American. And, in their signs, wearing shirts, F Trump, and they had some vulgarity on their signs. And how do these people think they're the peaceful? They're the ones spreading the hate, Scott. And that was proven to me yesterday. I mean, I already knew they were, but that just proved it to me yesterday.
I didn't know that. I'd heard about one creative sign by the counter-protester And I don't even remember what it was, but somebody was telling me that it was hilarious. Do you remember what his sign
Trump
said?
Trump hates Nephila, that one?
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. That was stellar.
Oh,
Trump,
my God.
You know, like I said, there was the F Trump, and then the one guy kept, he had a sign, Stop Dapple. And then he'd lower the sign down, and you know, it had the F Trump shirt, and then he kept, and then he was one of them, was over there, you know, flipping the bird off to Marty and his nephew, and then the other ones would join in there, and, you know, it's just, those people are a joke. I don't even know if they really even know what they're there for, you know, throwing out racist and bigoted stuff, and it's, like you say, I don't know where they get that. If you actually went in and listened to Trump, you know, the guy didn't say anything racist, bigoted, or you know, misogynist, that he hates women.
It's so easy to sit there and say, oh, he's racist, he's racist. Okay, but where is it?
You know, I just right. Wish they'd say, you know, he wants to help the oil industry dominate against Iran and Russia and Saudi Arabia, and that's terrible. I mean, like, okay, well, you can say that and you can protest it, but why wouldn't we want to do that? Why wouldn't we want national energy security? They don't ever go to the actual policy stuff. They go to just dumb things.
Exactly.
Tell me what you think. Let's go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Morning, everybody. Other than my father, I haven't been inspired by a male much more than I did yesterday by listening to the Donald Trump. He had a lot to say. He becomes president, it's going to be a heck of a change for the better. And it was, I couldn't believe he's a powerful man, so hang on, and remember, everybody, Memorial Weekend.
We've got big problems, folks. We can't be sending our money all over the world. It's not 40 years ago. It's not 20 years ago. We've got a lot of problems. We're going to cherish our dollar. We're going to take care of our dollar, and we're going to keep our money, and we're going to keep our jobs here, and we're going to bring jobs back. Okay, remember that.
Donald Trump on the big debt. And, you know, that we don't hear enough about the debt problems. Trying to hear more about it is amazing, even with, you know, 17, 15, 14, 13, 10 candidates on the stage, how little they talked about that. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Do you hear that in his voice? Short of my father, I don't know of another man that's inspired me like he did. Sandra sends a Facebook message. I found myself feeling hopeful and positive about the future of America as I was gardening and listening to Trump. First time I felt like that in a long time. Listen to that. Campbell, Minnesota. Sandra, thank you. Found myself being hopeful and positive about the future of America for the first time in a long time. How'd that make you feel yesterday? Let us know at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're going to go to Minot. Is it Keegan? Is that your name?
Yes.
Hey, Keegan, what's on your mind?
Well, I was at the Trump rally. I was one of the younger guys at, over there. I was probably like first 20 in line. And I thought it was a really good rally and everything that was going on, the energy. I got interviewed by Valley News Live. I was the guy who's wearing a white T-shirt said Trump that. I can't see it on the radio, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people, I was getting a lot of compliments and getting pictures of the T-shirt.
Trump that.
I can't see it on the...
I understand. Please don't. How did that go over?
I got a lot of compliments. It was a T-shirt, but I just liked the rally in general. I mean, the mix of age grouping there, and the good atmosphere of the crowd. I've never seen that many people all harmonized into one message.
What was the wait like? Because you guys had a long wait. I just tell you a quick little story. So I mentioned yesterday on the air that they asked me to do the announcing behind stage. And I had Haley, our youngest child, who's 12, with me. Last day of school was no more when she found out Donald Trump was going to be there. And her 13th birthday this weekend, and she even blew off the family birthday party. She really wanted to be there. And I said to her ahead of time, I said, there's a lot of hassles involved in this, right? I mean, waiting lines and everything. Fine, let's do it. Well, long story short, because I had to be pulled into a room to be where I needed to be to do the announcing, she had to go sit by herself for, 3 hours, right? And she said it was fun. She was, like, taking it all in. I mean, did you enjoy it, Keegan? I was just like, you're just sitting there for 3 hours? I mean, my gosh. I would at least talking with some folks and getting prepared for what we were going to do. So it was a wait, but it was busy. What was your waiting time like? What were folks saying?
We got in line at 8 o'clock. We drove down to Minot. It was a lot of folks were just really excited. I mean, I went with a cousin and a friend of mine, and we were just talking complete strangers, and it seemed like everything was on par, and it was just nice to hear what everyone had to say about their input of what they'd like to expect.
Amazing. Sounds great, Keegan. Thanks a bunch. Bert Bismarck, tell me what you thought.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, I was at the rally. I thought it was fantastic and great for North Dakota to finally get to be part of the political platforms and whatnot. It seems like we kind of always have to be on the outside looking in. But what I thought was great with Donald Trump's message was, under all themes, was we put America first. And finally, we take care of ourselves and put America first. I thought was just fantastic.
Novel concept, but good point. Absolutely. I'm going to go quickly here because the calls are stacking up. Tom, excuse me, in West Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, no, this was a great, great speech. I just hope that it was a historical day for North Dakota to be able to get the Republican candidate for president. If he becomes president, this will be really a big day for North Dakota. Unfortunately, he was preaching to the choir. Now, if he can get all this across to all the rest of the people in America and really get the right people fired up, I think we could get him in.
Good point, Tom. He said yesterday they're going to focus on states that Republicans don't normally win. And so I think that's what you're talking about. I said a lot of time in California as an example. I mean, Republicans always are viewed as wasting resources if they go to California. But he's talking about going to states they have a chance, which, of course, if he changes that dynamic. By the way, California could learn a ton from North Dakota on how to responsibly drill for oil. Take care of the environment and transform your economy. California could. They have a ton of shale there. It's politically inaccessible at the moment, but maybe they'll figure it out from Mr. Trump and others and his energy advisor, Congressman Kramer. Good point. And I think he'll remember North Dakota. I really do. He came over to Congressman Kramer after and pointed at him and said, I will not forget you. And I think that was a hat tip for the help on the energy information and as well North Dakota putting him over the edge. Pretty amazing. Jim and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, it was. I went to the rally yesterday. It was an unbelievable day, I think, for North Dakota and that stuff. Trump's there for the oil, the agriculture, and the coal. And I think that's what we're looking at. And I do want to give kudos out to Congressman Kramer. I think for North Dakota, he came out and endorsed Trump right away and that stuff. I think all of our other delegates kind of laid back and played the political process. You know, I'm glad they endorsed yesterday and that stuff and gave their endorsement to Trump and that stuff. But I think the whole political aspect, I think it was, it's a tongue-in-cheek that they had to do it because I don't think they're really in it for Trump and that stuff. You know, they were following the political Washington, D.C. Republican Party. And I have to give kudos to Burgum, too. I do believe that he endorsed a while back, too, and that stuff before anybody else did. And everybody else in the Republican Party just sat back and just waited, and they knew they had to go with Trump now and that stuff. And I think it was not a good decision for the Republicans in the state of North Dakota.
Jim, appreciate the call. Thank you. Jeff and Dickinson, quickly, your comments.
Yeah, so I thank K-Fire for hosting the radio program so I could hear the speech. And I left the speech wondering why anyone would not vote for Trump. Now, I know we all cringe and roll our eyes when he has to say something that is often left field, but after hearing that speech, boy, I'm fired up.
No kidding. You're not alone, Jeff. Glad you called. KLTC had the speech, too, as did the flag. East and West. More coming up on What's On Your Mind from UND. President Schaefer, when we return, don't go away.
800-228-0550. Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick to talk about an upcoming bus tour on June 29th and 30th. Along with Jody DeYoung-Hughes from the University of Minnesota, we will showcase North Dakota and Minnesota commodity-funded projects. On the 29th, the first stop is the Soil Health and Agriculture Research Extension, or SHARE Farm, in Morton. We will talk about conservation tillage in clay soils, tiling and interseeding cover crops into corn. We will then travel to Barney to cover pest and disease pressures, crop response to salinity, and conservation tillage in sandier soils. On the 30th, we will travel to Delamere to look at saline and sodic soil management, soybean and sunflower planted into cereal rye, and weed management. Online registration and the full agenda can be found at the NDSU Soil Health webpage.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Pocahontas. Well, no, she's look. She is it offensive? You tell me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas. So what'd you say? Elizabeth Warren. She is no. She tweets a lot about me. Every once in a while, I'll tweet, and when I tweet, you know, not that many people are watching her tweets. When I tweet, they watch. I will say this. Look, she is a senator that's highly overrated. She's passed very little legislation. She has been a real disaster for a lot of people, including the Democrats, who frankly can't stand her. Many of
we Democrats. We are back at the University of North Dakota Union. We're playing some highlights from yesterday's events with Donald Trump in Bismarck. He, in the press conference, was asked about Senator Elizabeth Warren. She is a Massachusetts senator, one of the most extreme liberal senators, and is sort of the Democratic attack dog on Donald Trump. And they have this little tweet battle going back and forth. So he was asked yesterday in press conference, what about Senator Elizabeth Warren? He says, oh, you mean Pocahontas? And, of course, this is now the one controversy that the folks have to find. I happen to think, I'm guessing if Ed Schaefer was asked that question, you probably wouldn't have said Pocahontas. You'd have gone into the substantive things against her. But it is Donald Trump's brand that he does this. And I think it's one of the reasons people say, we have a $20 trillion debt, and you're worried about somebody flippantly, you know, doing some name-calling. Let's worry about the debt, and then we'll try to get the name-calling right. I think that's why Trump does what he does. But that was probably the one. If there was a flap yesterday, that would be, I think, it. We had some questions about it. So what was that about? I think you now know. That's what that was about. So it wasn't a reporter that he was calling Pocahontas. That was the question from the listener. It was actually a senator. Our friend, the president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer, is with us in the Student Union, and we'll welcome your calls, questions, or comments for him now as we chat a little bit about some things happening on the great campus here at the University of North Dakota. Ed Schaefer, how are you?
I am well. I'm well. It's a great day on UND campus here, Scott. It's just wonderful. I'm glad beautiful. To be here.
Just a little quiet with the Memorial holiday and the students gone after. But if we were here on your average Thursday or Friday, it'd be buzzing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, here we are in the Memorial Union, and there's no students. It's kind of crazy. But the summer school starts on June 6th, so we'll be back on action in the campus. But right now, it is a little quiet.
Do you have a Memorial Union memory?
Oh, my. I used to study here a lot, amazingly.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was a student.
How could you study in the Union? You wouldn't get anything done. That was the library, wasn't it?
Well, I studied in the library, but I studied in the Union because I was a member of the Sigma Nu fraternity, which is right across the street, and you certainly couldn't study in the fraternity.
Those are lesser two evils. There
sometimes,
you go.
Yeah. Sometimes you just ran across the street and, got in a couple of hours. And, you should see the study rooms in this Memorial Union, Scott. I mean, downstairs, this great study spaces and things. things that was remodeled a couple of years ago, and you know, into kind of enhancing that student experience. And I, as I walk through this union, which I do quite a bit, I mean, there are a lot of students that have their nose in the books here, or study discussion groups, or things that are going on here. It's a good educational experience.
Is this when I say this, the student union, or being among the students, the best part of being president at UND?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, just being on campus with the students is energizing. It's exciting. They're all, you know, the students are all engaged and forward thinking and wondering what's going to go on in the world and in their own lives as they leave UND. And it's an exciting place to be. It's learning. It's advancing. And the students are always just, they encourage you, you know, they charge you up, you know, just being around them. So being out on campus, being with the students, having a chance to work with them and hang out with them on the campus is one of the thrills of being president of the University of North Dakota.
You, some have said, have packed in about 6 years' worth in 6 months. You're nearing the end. July 1, you're throwing the keys to the next president. And I remember a conversation with you when you said, why should it take 6 months to hire a president? Get it done sooner, you know. So you've been chop, chop, get her done. But you didn't completely understand what you were coming into. But it's been fun to watch because you obviously have been a great leader and people appreciate it here.
It's been really good. And, you know, knowing the challenges that were at the university that were on the table when we came, some of the numbers changed. The $5 million deficit got a little bigger, than we were planning on. But, the reality is, we knew what the challenges were coming. We knew it would take a lot of work to get some new direction to the university. And I'm real pleased. I think we've been able to accomplish some things. And the other day we sat down, so we've got a month left. And what do we need to get accomplished before we leave? And that list was pretty long, so we'll be charging right to the end.
I spoke with a chairman, and I won't mention the name because it was just a casual conversation over the last couple of days in the legislature about the budget challenges for the state of North Dakota, which are significant, obviously, in trying to right size and understand where we go forward. And this chairman said, you know, I'm pretty confident in the fact that we'll be able to do this and do this right, and you know, everybody will get less but be able to get it done. But I am worried about higher ed, because higher ed is the biggest issue where we just don't see the change that we need. Is he right?
I don't know. Did you ask him if he saw the change at University of North Dakota?
I did not. He said higher ed. He said the system. He's talking every school. Yeah.
I think UND was symptomatic, you know, of the way higher education has operated over the years, and that has been, we've seen the expansion, we've seen the growth, we want new programs, we want, you know, new ideas, new investments, new faculty, but we haven't really measured that growth as far as priorities. And so as it's grown, it was laid off on tuition, on student fees, on debt, you know, on deterioration of buildings, on facilities that have just, been neglected. And so you financed your expansion through ways that probably you wouldn't do on a permanent basis. And I think now the reality is we're getting to that permanent basis where we have to address in higher education some of the real issues. You can't neglect your buildings and put the dollars into operations. I mean, buildings are falling down on all our campuses. We need to take care of that. We have to make sure that we have faculty track and tenure track faculty that are being paid appropriately and doing well, instead of saying, oh, well, you know, we'll shift some of the burden off to adjunct professors and other things to lower the cost. You know, we want that quality in the investment, and if we want excellence in our university system, if we want the highest paid faculty and the highest paid presidents and the, you know, the buildings that are up to speed and with the newest technology and the classroom experiences of different, you know, different structures and things, it takes investment. And that investment's going to have to come from righting the ship, if you will, or shaping the budget so that you create those dollars internally instead of just this constant expansion and neglect of the other.
So maybe what's happened here is you set the stage for this to be the blueprint for what that chairman is talking about being necessary for the system. Does Chancellor Hagerod agree with that? Do you think the Board of Higher Ed agrees with that? I mean, is there a recognition that, okay, yes, it was tough. Yes, there were screams and hollers and, you know, all the things that come along with the painful budget cuts, but in the end, we're better for it. Now we're going to do it in other campuses.
And personally, yeah, you know, I think so. I'm optimistic that that might be the message. I think, you know, this is broader than just the University of North Dakota. But in my opinion, the University of North Dakota can lead the way in how to shape a budget and how to create the dollars. You know, for instance, the other day at, you know, we were asked to submit two capital projects to the Board of Higher Ed. And the governor had said, by the way, don't send us any capital projects because we don't have any money. The very next day, we're in there introducing capital projects. And my comment was, you asked for priority capital projects. Here are the two priorities for the University of North Dakota. And by the way, if the university, if the legislature, the governor, the budget, the conditions aren't going to fund them, guess what? We at the UND will. We'll make it happen. So, you know, that has to be done, I think, on campus after campus, and the University of North Dakota can lead the way. And I think that as a model, and, you know, and really it's the things that we shaped the budget with in the 1990s for the whole state. You know, it's that priority focus, put the dollars where they belong, and the returns, invest in the future. That's what you have to do.
Now, you have said for some time, publicly, much to the consternation of other elected leaders, that we were getting away from that. The blueprint that was put in place in the 90s that set the tone for 2000. There really wasn't any action on that or even real debate about that, constructive criticism, because the money kept coming in, mm-hmm. right? The revenues were there. Is the model you just described here what the state now needs to do?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it's always easy to say yes or to write a check when you have money in the bank account. You know, what we went through in the 90s was we didn't have enough money to pay for the legislation, the policies and the programs that the legislature had put forward. We didn't have enough money to pay for it. And so what do? You have to go back and say, okay, what are the priorities? In our case, we said the priorities are education and health and safety of the people, and that's where we're going to put our money. And then there were some programs that fell out. And it was hard, difficult. You know, I remember, you know, the Wheelchair Association marching on the Capitol and knocking on my door and saying, you're going to trash our lives and things. And, you know, and from their perspective and the status quo and do everything the way you're doing it, you know, they're right. But in the end, as we reshaped it, you know, 10 years later, the state of North Dakota had the best economy in the United States of America. That's what you can do. And that's what we can do with our university system as well. If we reshape it and focus the dollars on the positive aspects, investing in the future, and on the priorities of the university. You know, there's some stuff that falls out. It's not easy. It's not good. But in the end, you have a better, stronger financial foundation, which leapfrogs you, you know, into the strength of being in the marketplace.
Leadership is what got that done in the 90s. Leadership is what got that done in the last 6 months here. North Dakotans are going to go to the polls June 14th and say, hey, who do we want to lead us? As well, which of the candidates do you believe is best suited to lead North Dakota?
Well, it's been a debate, you know, that we've all been having, and you know, both Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum and include the others too, Paul Sorum and Marty Riske. I mean, they're all friends. You know, all these people that are running for governor are, you know, are friends, and they've been around a long time.
And good people.
Yeah. And solid people. Yeah. But I look at it a little bit from that conditions where. That we had in the 90s. You know, I was a business person coming in from the outside, and I wanted to not run business, you know, government like a business, but to say my business experiences, the attributes of budgeting and management administration, I think he can transfer to the public sector or the political structure. So, you know, I think we have some of that same conditions today. We've got established office holder situation in Bismarck. We've got kind of the insider groups that are there that are status quo, just do everything the way we continue to do it. And I think it's good sometimes to turn government upside down a little bit and get some new fresh faces and things. You know, I haven't decided who I'm going to vote for. I'm leaning toward Doug Burgum because I like his business background and I like his push to change the way we're doing things and to swap that budget around to a new idea, new principles, a new direction. But, you know, I still have some time before I have to get into that voting booth.
June 14th, more with Ed Schaefer on some of the changes and what they'll bring on a positive side coming up. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, talking about the NDSC's Defensive Driving Course.
There's a huge segment in that course devoted to distracted driving, and we just encourage anybody with employees to get as many people through that as they possibly can, because then we can really spend some time dive down with videos and computer animation and really show them the science behind it and why they need to make a change. We're not asking you to not use your phone. We're just asking you to use it smarter. Just pull over when you have to make or receive a call if it's an important thing. Visit our website, ndsc.org, for training and for tips. And let's just make North Dakota roads a whole lot safer than they are right now.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing distracted driving in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Says North Dakota was blessed with a visit by two major icons now. Reverend Graham gave us the moral message of redemption. Mr. Trump gave us the message of fiscal redemption for our nation. I did like it in 79 when Reagan made us proud again. It feels like that. It feels like that to me. And while Donald Trump is not building a city on the hill by any stretch, because Ronald Reagan was just so good at that, and it was a wordsmith, and Donald Trump's not a wordsmith, but he's a good businessman. But what feels like it is how people are just starving for leadership on the national level. You see that, Ed?
I think there's no question that when I most of the presidential candidates are friends and people that Nancy and I have worked with and hung out with, you know, for years and stuff. And when they were first, you know, when we had 17 people and they were all out in the campaign trail, you know, they talk about the frustration and the disappointment in people on the street that, you know, we keep sending people to Washington, nothing gets fixed, nothing, everybody says the same thing, they get homogenized in there, and by the way, they, you know, advance themselves and their careers, and nothing happens for the people. And there was this huge frustration and disappointment, as I said, you know, just kind of percolating among the people, and that just manifested itself in, we can't do anything wrong if we do something different. You know, it's not working what we have for years and years and years. So let's change it. Let's put it upside down. Let's start over again, you know, with something fresh. And, you know, as it has worked out, that fresh face has been Donald Trump, you know, for the Republican Party. And, you know, people ask me about, he's crude and he's disappointing in what he says. And he doesn't have the panache or the tact, you know, that Ronald Reagan had, but you know what? He won. You know, we had 17 people run for president, and he came out on the top. But you know why? Because he connects with the people. The disappointment in how this country's being driven by political correctness, the disappointment in how our debt, it's up to $20 trillion or whatever it is right now, nobody does anything about it, the disappointment in the lack of jobs in the economy, over and over and over again, that's manifesting itself to say, give us something new, give us something different. We can't go wrong with trying, we're not going to get any worse by trying something new, and that's where people are.
A couple minutes left with Ed Schaefer, president of the University of North Dakota, live from the Student Union today on What's On Your Mind. He did give us some rather big news today. I think that's big news when someone that is, I would say, you know, really the architect of the current success of the Republican Party in North Dakota and what has been, you know, an incredible run, that would be you, says, I'm leaning to Doug Burgum. I didn't actually expect an answer because you've been critical of both campaigns when you thought they needed it, and have said, I don't know if I'm going to endorse anybody. Will you actually endorse somebody? I mean, you've said you're leaning to Doug because of the reasons you stated,
mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, you should probably mention again, only because the music was going, and it was mainly just what we talked about of the leadership skill set, right?
Exactly. I mean, Doug has a similar profile to mine, you know, business person coming into elected office for the first time and wanting to look at that budget, approach it differently, recognizing that you have financial issues and challenges and difficulties in paying the bills for the state of North Dakota that obviously our tax revenues and things are saying we can't. And, you know, the governor confirms it by saying all state agencies have to drop their budgets by 10%. I mean, that's pretty clear that we have a fiscal budget problem. And, you know, Doug Burgum, I think, coming in from the outside has a chance to address that, as do other candidates. But I think, you know, I like, as I said, the business profile of, you know, having to balance budgets, having to, you know, seek investments when you don't have enough money to do so, and shaping all that up. That's why I lean to Doug. But as far as endorsing someone yet, I haven't made a decision. I've been talking to several candidates about endorsements, and I'm still waiting for some answers on a couple of things, not necessarily in the campaign, but to say, you know, how would you operate government? And so we'll see how that endorsement comes.
You put them through their paces, in other words.
Well, yeah. It's not going to be an easy thing.
Yeah, I love it.
And they're all your friends. They're all your friends. They're all your buddies. It's, you know, it's hard to choose.
Oh, my gosh. And that place, Bismarck, I don't know. I'm like not going back there until, election night.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. What is the deal?
Well,
it was just, and our listeners, that's the good thing. The vast majority of voters, the listeners, they don't feel that. They don't see that. I mean, they go, hey, I like him. I don't like him. I want to ask him a question, whatever. But the sort of inside baseball stuff and the operatives and the people closest to it are just vicious.
And it's hard, Scott, because for those of us who are on the outside of that, you know, who just want to go vote for the candidate of our choice, we have to make the choice. I mean, we have to sift through friends or good, might be your cousin, you know, it might be someone that's running for office that's a, you know, friend of a friend. But you can only vote for one. We're not voting for a team or a club here. We're voting for one person. And you have to kind of sort that out. And you know what? When you do, you disappoint others. And Jeff, it's just the system.
Emailer says, are you going to interview Nicole Pullman like you did Brent Sanford? Yes, we are. Brent Sanford was on yesterday, actually subbed for Ron Ness, who was a little busy getting everything coordinated with the transfer from Lou Holtz to Donald Trump. And so we pulled up, because both of them are going to be on together debating next week on What's On Your Mind. But we will do a one-on-one interview with Nicole as well. I don't know Nicole. Never have interviewed her before. I was surprised it was a Bismarck, all Bismarck ticket, and I think that's been a little bit of a challenge, and we're going to bring up some of that as well. And Brent Sanford, that was criticized by folks as well, to say, what in the heck, I've never, you know, a mayor, and I don't know this guy, and he previously was a supporter of Wayne, so it's the silly season. That's all I know, right?
That it is, but, you know, the important thing is, we want to shape our government, we get a chance to, you have to go out and vote. You have to make the choices, you have to get there in that ballot box, you know, and make your choice.
Thanks,
that's what makes it work.
Great to see you.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
I want to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.